I mean, I think a consensus process hinges on two things. One is a reasonable community consensus about what consensus means. So it's reflexive and all of that bad stuff. The other is having trust in the people who are assigned to assess consensus. And that's why one of the disruption processes we've seen in the last couple of years with respect to ICANN and related forces is attacking credibility. Because if you can attack the credibility of the decision makers, of the people who are supposed to assess consensus, then you undermine the whole process. And that's exactly what they've done.
So, following up on that question.
I mean, it's why we've had all these conspiracy theorists.
Right.
I mean, one after another. The tie-in to IBM, they're trying to put NSI out of business, or, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And some of the really creative souls have come up with conspiracy scenarios that were just fabulous.